A swine flu update. The H1N1 is now circulating widely in Greater Boston, especially among young people. Children's Hospital has opened an overflow site to help manage the number of patients coming into its emergency room with flu-like symptoms. But most of those children are just being told to go home, drink fluids, and get lots of rest. WBUR's health and science reporter Sasha Pfeiffer has this story on how the hospital is handling the flood of sick kids.
Okay, I'm going to take your temperature in your ear.
No.
Yeah.
Look quick.
All done. How quick was that, huh?
There's no doubt that 2-year-old Jonathan Potitus feels lousy. His eyes are glassy, and his brown curls are damp on his forehead, a sure sign of a fever. His mother, Janice, suspects he has the flu.
In the afternoon, he started coughing, and he's very playful, very active, and all of a sudden, he just was laying on the floor, very, like, tired.
So she brought him here, to the Children's Hospital emergency room. And sure enough, he has almost 103-degree temperature and a likely case of the H1N1 swine flu. But the treatment he gets is pretty simple. Some fever-reducing medicine.
This is just a Motrin.
Come on, Jessie.
And a cup of water. Then Dr. Margot Schumann sends him home.
Yeah, I think a lot of him not feeling well is just the fever at this point.
Schumann is a pediatrician at Children's Hospital, which earlier this week saw a 50% jump in sick kids in its emergency room, most of them with presumed cases of H1N1. But Schumann says for most children, the swine flu does not call for a trip to the ER. In fact, of the 50 or so kids she's treated for the flu in the past few weeks, only a handful have been hospitalized. One, for example, developed pneumonia. Another was a 3-month-old with a fever.
There's a lot of panic on the part of parents when they're hearing all about the children who are really having the serious complications of this. But it's still the vast minority of kids who are having these horrible complications.
Schumann says only a small percentage of children with H1N1 need to go to the hospital. Those include kids with trouble breathing, dehydration, a fever that goes away and comes back, or kids acting delirious or lethargic. But at least 100 children nationwide have died from swine flu, and those horror stories have many parents racing to the ER. Dr. Mark Waltzman wishes they'd think twice before making that trip.
This used to be meeting rooms that, because of the H1N1 outbreak, we have proactively converted to actual examination rooms.
Waltzman is assistant medical director of the Children's Hospital Emergency Department. He's walking through a new makeshift space at the hospital with 6 beds, a doctor, and 2 nurses. Any child who comes to the ER with flu symptoms, who's over 2 years old and has no other medical problems, gets sent here. Without it, Waltzman says, the ER could be overwhelmed by minor flu cases.
Families are obviously scared. They're getting mixed signals. They're not sure what to do. So they assume we'll just go to the teaching hospital down the street, and either they'll reassure us or they'll give us the magic medicine. And unfortunately, there's no real magic medicine out there.
Waltzman says that's why an emergency room is not the best place for most kids with the flu, especially since being in a hospital exposes them to more germs and might spread the virus.
This is a disease that should be started off in the primary care's office. The phone call first should be, my child or I have these symptoms, cough, fever, runny nose, what do I do?
What you do in most cases is just rest, hydrate, and hold tight. Otherwise, hospitals are at risk of being swamped not by a deadly virus, but by overreaction to what so far is mostly a mild disease. For WBUR, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.